3, 2, 1.
This is Remzo Republic,
the clash of punk rock and politics.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Remzo Republic, a great place for great conversations about awesome things. And what's the number one awesome thing we always talk about on this program? It's liberty, bro. That and Harambe. Except it's now 2017 by the time you're listening to this, and I have not seen a single Harambe meme lately. It's a little bit disappointing, but you know, 2016 killed all my favorite people, destroyed a lot of my aspirations, and really kind of, you know, broke my hope in humanity. But there are some things that do every once in a while, you know, put kind of a sparkle in my eye. It makes me a little bit more optimistic. I'm just thinking of last week. I'm trying to find the things that kind of keep me going. Last week we had kind of an audio issue, and this is the first time this has ever happened. I was recording with a guest, and we were about 10 minutes into recording, and it was just the most fantastic episode, I think, of season 2 thus far. Every episode's fantastic, but this was just another fantastic episode. So we're recording this, and I've got producer Ryan to my right, and before he leaves the studio, because he steps out usually by the time I start recording, he looks at me, he's like, "Remso, you gotta remember to click that one button there that presses, that says record." And I was like, "Yeah, that's fine. Just go. I've got it. I want him to stop treating me like a child." So he leaves. We're about 10 minutes into this conversation with this great guest. I'm not going to tell you which episode because, you know, I want it to be flawless. I want it to remain a mystery. But, you know, the problem was there. I forgot to click it. We lost the first 10 minutes of audio. So then I had to reschedule, and we had to kind of pretend to have the same conversation again. And everything worked out. But, you know, it's little things like that. I had kind of a rough start to season 2. But you know how we had a really rough start recently? Every day since the election, I'm still seeing it. Republicans control the government now. Trump is president. Whether you like it or not, that's kind of how things are. We are moving in a little bit more of a limited government, free market, individual liberty direction. And I'm still seeing social justice warriors and other people flip out all over the country across college campuses. And it's crazy. But I'm not going to be the one to talk to you about that mainly tonight. I've got some great questions lined up for our guests. I want to give you a little bit of a hint to who she is. She grew up in North Iowa and currently attends the University of Iowa studying political science and journalism. She recently served as an Iowa field director for Turning Point USA and also worked on the campaigns for Governor Scott Walker and Senator Marco Rubio during the Republican primary. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Jo Kimpson. Gina, how are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Awesome. Everything is off to a good start. We had a bit of a delay earlier, but that, you know, the fact that we got it fixed in almost no time, it's just, you know, it's fueled
me
for the rest of the
show. We got past it.
That ship has sailed. We're perfect. So, Gina, I've just got a quick question. Are these special snowflakes starting to dissipate, or are they just getting louder?
You know, they're melting as we speak. Thank goodness. It is coming to an end. I could not be happier.
Yeah, I'm in a bit of a liberal void right now. I go to Liberty University, and the closest thing to a liberal on campus is me being a libertarian. And you know, apart from the occasional heresy and Catholic on campus, you won't find anyone that's crying for a safe space or a segregated water fountain or anything else.
And lucky you.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, but sometimes it's like I look around and, you know, it reminds me of that one episode of SpongeBob where Squidward goes off to that gated community and he just goes absolutely insane. I could feel like Squidward sometimes, but I don't know how it is at the University of Iowa or how it is at other campuses, but every once in a while I see something just outrageously stupid.
Right.
Like, I don't get it. I saw this one professor online say that all he wants for Christmas is an all-white genocide.
Isn't that great? It's just so, so lovely and nice to hear from, you know, our fellow professors and fellow Americans, that is. You know, you think you're all equal, and turns out you're not.
And God knows it's not racist, since he wants it against white people.
Right. Oh, that's totally the fun part about it, you know?
Yeah. So my question is this. With the way that everything kind of went in 2016, even going back, we had this change out of nowhere. And I understand it's no different than the 2012 election where everyone just thought, oh, you know, the country just wants to go in a progressive direction. And now I hear a lot of people saying, oh, we're just going in this ginormous conservative direction. When you look at just regular America, you're not going to see just average people, regardless of where they are in the political spectrum, acting like morons. But it seems to be different on college campuses. What do you think is kind of causing that, you know, that type of mindset that just screams, be stupid?
Oh, I know. It's absolutely horrible. I mean, obviously, being a fellow college student, I totally relate to that. You know, it's just like, you know, what we always talk about here in America today is this sense of entitlement that college kids have and millennials seem to have. It's the everyone got a trophy mindset, you know, growing up. No one was allowed to lose or fail. And I think that has honestly done detrimental harm to our nation and going forward, especially with the students today that don't know how to lose.
Exactly. And I was really hoping, I knew this was just like, you know, crazy out there thinking, but I was just hoping that I was going to wake up on November 9th and this was just going to disappear. And it hasn't. It seems to stay there. Do you think that college campuses are just kind of like, you know, they're turning into just an incubator for liberal thought? And the fact that Trump is president, do you think it's gotten better or worse because of that?
Well, I mean, it's just funny how you look at what happened in the debate when, you know, it was a whole thing when Trump said, oh, well, you know, I'll keep you on your toes whether he was going to accept the election results or not. And then all of a sudden it's like you flash forward and it's the opposite. It's them not being able to accept the results. And, you know, you see how that's affecting, you know, all of our college campuses. And it's absolutely insane. I mean, it honestly doesn't make any sense. These students don't know how to grow up and, you know, learn to tolerate what they claim to tolerate, but they're not. It's just absolutely absurd. And I honestly don't know when it's going to end, but hopefully it's starting to dissipate.
Do you have any liberal friends?
I do, actually. Yes.
That's great because all mine ran away from me.
Oh,
it's sad. It's sad.
It is sad.
So how are they responding to things? I mean, are they going out and causing an all-white Portland riot or something?
You know, it's funny that you say that because I think it was a couple days after the election. One of my roommates actually had some of her friends over to talk about the election and talk about the results. And it's also funny because they don't seem to pay any mind to politics, you know, 364 days out of the year. And then the election comes around and they instantly want to cry about it. You know, granted, they have no knowledge of current affairs or any affairs going on in the world, that is. And then all of a sudden they just want to cry about it because they hear the mainstream media push everything so far left about how terrible Trump is. So then they have to go all, you know, coddle each other and cry about it and make sure, you know, that they have a shoulder to cry on and, you know, make sure everything's okay. It's just absolutely horrendous, and I couldn't even bear to be in the same room.
Yeah, I mean, I did not vote for Donald Trump, but I'm glad that Hillary lost, if that kind of makes sense.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I liked watching all of these smug liberals just drown in their own tears.
Yeah, it's actually, like, hysterically amusing to watch.
And the crazy thing about this is, as, you know, as time goes on, I'm seeing a lot of Democrats, you know, now they're talking about limiting executive authority. Now they're talking about convention of the states. They're talking about things like secession. They're talking about the right
everything
to bear
that
arms.
The conservatives talked about when we were under their control.
Exactly. And it's so weird when Bill Maher and I are on the same page of music.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to respond to that. So what does this mean now? Do you think they're going to start trickling down with those ideas? Do you think they're just going to stick with what they have? I mean, odd. I don't see how they could go anywhere else at this point. It seems like it's just one giant progressive, you know, train going nowhere.
You know, it's funny because you say all that, but at the same time, the left is going to remain the left. They're not going to change. They're going to remain in this, you know, crazy utopia that they have built up for themselves. You know, just what we've seen the past 8 years, and it's probably going to continue to get worse. It's like you said, it's not going anywhere.
Exactly. Gina, we're going to continue this conversation, but first of all, we're going to go ahead and hit our first commercial break. Before I do that, folks, I want to go ahead and let you know about our affiliate sponsor, Libertarian Country. Now, it's almost a month after Christmas by the time you're listening to this. We all have that one gift that's kind of just lying around, and if you're lucky, you got the gift receipt for it, which means you can go back and get something you really like. You can get a refund. So the question is, what are you going to do with that refund money? What I suggest is that you go to our website, www.remsorepublic.com, click on our tab that says Shop, click Libertarian Country, and go ahead and check out all the amazing shirts they offer. And with every purchase you make, we get a little something back here to support the show. So go ahead and check that out, www.remsorepublic.com. Apart from that, we'll be back in a minute right after this commercial break.
The voice of the Liberty Generation, Remso W. Martinez.
Take the show on the go by subscribing to the Remso Republic on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and YouTube. Don't be left out.
Make sure to subscribe to all the podcasts on the Libertarian Wing Media Podcast Network on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher, such as the Alex Merced cast, with interesting interviews with interesting people every week. Breaking Progressives, spending time every week breaking down left-wing narratives and showing what's real and what's fake. Economics Why Not, a weekly look at economics and applying economic principles to daily life. Better Today, a weekly podcast where we take a look on ways to improve your life and be better today. Libertarian Comments is a podcast where we play audio from the video archives of Alex Merced from his videos dating back to 2008. Liberty Public Access, a podcast where anyone can submit an episode. Submit your episodes to Alex Merced at alexmerced.com. Have you been wanting to start your own podcast? Then subscribe to Podcasts and Blogging Tips and Tricks, a weekly podcast about how to host your podcast, how to produce your podcast, and how to market your podcast. We'll be adding some monthly podcasts to the lineup soon, including Make Markets Free Again, a monthly look at what's going on in markets and regulation all over the world, and the Free VST podcast, looking at free VST instruments for electronic music producers. Listen to these podcasts by going to libertarianwingmedia.com or subscribing on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. And if you enjoy the podcast, tell your friends and leave a positive review on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
What are they teaching our children these days? How can so many young people graduate and become socialists? Do they even know what socialism is? Kids are learning how to preserve the environment, or are they learning how to preserve their own liberty? How about introducing your children to, I don't know, these fundamental principles that helped create the greatest, most prosperous nation in the world? I don't know about you, but when I become a parent, I'm going to read my kids The Chronicles of Kibblestan by Andrea Rand. A little bit of Narnia, a little bit of Atlas Shrugged, kids are loving this exciting saga about a fantastical land's struggle to be free. Filled with humor and suspense, Kibblestan is a treat for any kid, or even adults. I mean, I enjoyed reading it. It's for anyone that enjoys reading fantasy. But also, it has the added bonus of introducing some basic principles of liberty as it constantly ponders the question, what does it take for a land to stay free? There's even questions at the end of each book to facilitate conversation with your children, including a student group or a book club. The Chronicles of Kibblestan by Andrea Rand is currently available on Amazon.com, or you can visit www.kibblestan.com. Liberty is worth preserving. Are you in? Folks, welcome back to the program. We have our special guest tonight, Gina Jo Kimson from Turning Point USA. Gina, you still there?
I am.
Perfect. So we're talking about the evolution of the left on college campuses. It's kind of weird now because we're in a position we haven't been in almost two decades now. A lot of people are thinking that this is the conservative moment, this is the Republican moment. So that brings up another thing. With organizations like Turning Point, Young Americans for Freedom, we both know that the left isn't going away, and that, as you said, the left is the left. I like the way you put that. My question is, does the message for either of those organizations change? I mean, is it time to just kind of like pack up shop, you won the war, or do you change how you do things? Do you go to maintaining conservative students on campus or converting liberals? I mean, how does it kind of go from there?
Right. I mean, I think that's a great question that I think all of these chapters across the nation have to ask themselves. But honestly, I think that our war is just beginning. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, we won the battle, but we still have the war to fight. I think that especially with, you know, what we say of these snowflakes that come in here and they're still in this mindset of, oh, we lost, we still have to fight, it's us against them, sort of thing. So, no, I think that we still have this war to wage against the left on college campuses. I think that it's just beginning. I think that students don't really know what's coming for them yet. I think that they still have to have a good understanding of what's going on. And no, the left is not going to win this battle, especially with college students that who need to be informed and educated and guided on what they believe and why they should believe the way we do.
Gotcha. As I used to be a campus coordinator for Students for Liberty. And when it came to identifying how people think, I always had this question pop up. And I'm just curious, who do you think is the main reason why the left is so volatile on college campuses? Do you think it's the students themselves? Do you think it's the way their parents raised them? Do you think it's the professors? I mean, I know that it could be either or maybe both, but I mean, and just identifying the key thing, because I feel like once you're a college student and you go off to college, you're pretty set in your ideals, whether or not you believe in them or if you're just, you know, you just don't want to be wrong about things. What do you think about that?
I mean, I think it's a little bit of all of those things mixed together. I think, you know, you're raised with a certain mindset. I think especially if your parents are involved in politics or, you know, they have a certain outlook on the way they view things, you're going to, you know, get that and that'll transfer over to college and, you know, how you guide yourself from there. But I think, of course, that it is liberal academia that pushes their viewpoints on the students in college. I mean, I know that that has happened to me. Granted, I'm a conservative and I will always be a conservative. I've had no problem voicing my opinion in class and making myself heard. I mean, obviously, it probably didn't look too great to the professor, but that's what it is. it is what it is, I guess. But I mean, I don't know. It's just, it's a little bit of all of those things. I mean, when the professor has a viewpoint, and if I'm a college student and I really don't know a whole lot of what's going on, like a lot of my friends that I know, and you see your professor as, oh, someone I can trust, someone that knows what they're talking about, you know, you're instantly like, oh, yeah, you know, they know what they're talking about. They know what they're saying. They understand things more than I do. I'm going to agree with them and take their word on things. I think that's basically how it goes. And then, you know, when students see that, they think, oh, well, this is all right. And he gets it. He knows what he's talking about. And so that's going to be my viewpoint that I'm going to adopt as well. So I think that's just kind of the way it goes nowadays. And I don't think students want to open their minds to any other viewpoint. And if you have a different viewpoint than that, you're going to be retaliated against.
You mean the open-minded people aren't so open-minded?
Yeah, they're not so tolerant like they claim to be.
What? Oh, okay, so time out. You gotta tell us that story. What happened with you and your professor? How did you tick him off?
Well, I mean, there was several instances, but one case in particular, I think it was my sophomore year at Iowa. I was going into a class called Media Uses, and it was a lecture of about 200 to 300 people. And it was a journalism class. And so obviously, you know, we deal with the media and we talk about different media outlets. And my professor was a raging liberal and he was not afraid to hide it, which is, you know, if you want to be that, so be it. But don't ask me to adopt that viewpoint. And of course, the first thing that we had to watch in class was the top 10 reasons why Fox News is a lying, crazy media outlet. Like, no, that's not true. So, I mean, he just kind of went off the handle. And I was like, you know, I disagree with that. I think they are truly fair and balanced like they advertise. And he didn't like that, of course. But it is, you have to stand up. Somebody had to stand up and say something. So that person was me at the time. And I hope I had other, you know, supporters behind me. But, you know, at the time it was very limited and who was going to stand up and say something. So you got to do what you got to do.
No, I hear you. Sometimes you got to just curb stomp them. Verbally, not physically, but
Well,
I'm glad you bring that up. I'm curious because this has been something that a lot of people want to talk off the record about. But, so, you know, we attack the left a lot for kind of just sticking in their bubbles. It's like they just kind of travel along their own intellectual vacuums. And, right. You know, being a libertarian, we're known to be the best internet trolls.
I see it.
Yeah, I mean, if I go online, I don't see a taxation as theft meme. I know something's going on. but no, I see a lot of conservatives doing the same thing. And I'm just curious, as much as there is a liberal media, do you think at all, you know, conservative media, whether it's organizations like Breitbart, which have been pretty controversial lately, or other sources, do you think that conservatives are falling into the same trap as the left, just kind of distorting some of the stories to promote just the narrative that they want to push? Because we all know the left did it. The right. Left mainstream media is as crooked as a freaking, oh my gosh, I just went blank on all crooked things. Crooked Hillary Clinton. It's just obvious. But I'm starting to see it with conservatives. Do you think that might be something that some conservative news outlets are falling into?
You know, it's something that conservatives, and obviously any aspiring conservative journalist, has to be careful of. You know, obviously, like you said, we see the mainstream media getting heckled all the time with being too far left and not showing the right side and, you know, this and that. But like I said, it's something that we have to be careful of because we don't want to be blamed as only showing a one side, not being objective, being completely editorialized. Like, you know, we don't want to be looked at in that light, just as the left or the mainstream media doesn't want to be looked at in a liberal light. So it's something that we have to be careful of, but I don't think that it's fully there yet. I think there are obviously right-leaning organizations, but I think that they have to make sure to stay objective and not completely editorialize things, but only editorialize when it's meant to be editorialized. In case, like, you know, of an opinion columnist or something like that, make sure that's known and don't, you know, point it as hard news or straight news. Point it what it is and call it like an opinion page or I'm an opinion columnist or this or that, but don't call hard news unless it is.
That's perfect. I mean, you took the words right out of my mouth. I've thought of it that way, but I've never necessarily, you know, stated it that way. Because I think a problem that I see with a lot of conservatives, and we saw this a lot with the 2016 election, is that I feel like the right has kind of like a pundit complex or a commentator complex. Am I accurate?
No, absolutely. You know, like I said, it just, they have to make sure that what they're talking about is objective. Or like, you know, I always, you know, people always ask me about, oh, you know, Fox News is so far right. But it's at the same time, it's like, I understand where they're coming from. If they're talking about someone like Sean Hannity, who is, of course, an advocacy journalist, like he has an advocacy show, you know, he says that he's a conservative. He likes to make that obvious. But in cases where it's someone like Megyn Kelly, who's obviously being controversial herself lately, she does have both sides of the aisle on her show. She'll have a right or a conservative leaning pundit. She'll have a left leaning pundit. And I think that's important to make known. You know, if you're going to call hard news what it is, then make sure you show both sides. Don't just show, you know, the one side like the mainstream media does, where ABC and CBS and MSNBC, you know, all have a liberal panel and don't include any conservatives. And that's where you can get in trouble.
No, that's perfect. And I think that's the perfect point to jump into our second commercial break. Folks, you're listening to the Remso Republic. Hang on tight. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Stay up to date with the latest news and updates by visiting
RemsoRepublic.com.
Make sure to visit LibertarianWingMedia.com, where you can find articles written by libertarians all over the world on all of today's issues. Check out our podcast network with monthly and weekly podcasts. Check out our libertarian t-shirt store with t-shirts like Make Markets Free Again and Make Markets Not War. And you too can become an author at Libertarian Wing Media and write what you want, when you want. Just email alexmerced@alexmerced.com. Thank you very much.
Folks, welcome back to the program. You know, some things change over time. Some things just adapt, if you will. But then again, some things are just too cool to kill at this point. And tonight, we're carrying on another Remso Republic tradition. That's right, folks. You love it. You crave it. You just want it each and every time. We're talking about political word association from hell. Gina, the rules are very simple. I'm going to say a word. Just say the first thing that pops into your mind. If you mumble, fumble, fail, go brain dead, you lose. But if you win, you win the ultimate Remso Republic no prize, which is basically ultimate bragging rights. And sometimes that's just all you need in life, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. So you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Milo Yiannopoulos.
Crazy.
Conservative.
Excited.
Scott Walker.
A patriot.
Progressive.
Liberal.
Mike Lee.
Pass.
Planned Parenthood.
Terrible.
Texas.
Patriotic.
Social justice warrior.
Lame.
Black Lives Matter.
Terrorist organization.
The McRib from McDonald's.
Amazing.
Fox News.
Incredible.
Neil Cavuto.
Great.
Young Americans for Liberty.
Amazing.
College Democrats.
Horrible.
Ron Paul.
He's all right.
Robert Downey Jr.
Irrelevant.
What is this? Oh, Ryan put this in there. Jersey Shore.
Also irrelevant.
Ted Cruz.
He's a good guy.
Libertarian Party.
Great.
Tim Kaine.
What?
Mainstream media.
Left.
Seth Rogen.
Weird.
Botox.
Acceptable.
And finally, CPAC.
100% amazing.
And you win tonight's special round of Word Association from Hell. Great job, Gina. Okay, so I've just got a question. This February, this is the very first time I'm ever going to CPAC.
Really?
Yeah, I know. I thought I'd make the trip to Mecca at one point. Yeah.
Do it. It's amazing. It's so much fun.
Okay, so I've got to ask because, you know, me, I've got to wear a suit sometimes. You know, I'll wear it to work. I'll wear it to, you know, functions where they want me to wear a coat and tie. I'll wear it to classes when I'm told to, but I'm just not a suit type of person. So each time I see pictures of all my Republican friends go off to CPAC, it literally looks like everyone shops through the same Brooks Brothers account.
That's probably true.
So my question is this. I think conservatives, and I think libertarians, we failed at this, but I think conservatives have the best chance to get their message out there if they want to, especially as we've talked about on college campuses. So I'm just curious, as one liberal friend of mine said before he stopped talking to me and blocked me everywhere because, you know, I just hate poor people and old people. And
you're just full of hatred.
I'm just full of hatred. One thing, because he always calls me a Republican. It's crazy. But the one thing he said was, you know, you guys just have an elitist mindset. Why do so many people dress up for CPAC? I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but right. When I see dudes that look like they're in high school dress up like their 1950s grandpa, I just don't get it.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from on that, but at the same time, you know, we're in front of a stage full of amazing, incredible conservatives, you know, conservative leaders. I know, like, last year, Scott Walker spoke, or that was the year before, Marco Rubio spoke. You know, we're in front of, you know, all these amazing leaders. It's almost a sign of respect. You know, it's almost, you never know who you can meet at those places. You know, your future employer, you know, anybody that's leading the conservative movement, just all these incredible patriots out there that you never know who you're going to come across. So it's more of a sign of respect of anything, I think.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think you've won me over on that. I am going to wear a tie just because you convinced me instead of ACDC t-shirt.
It's fun, too. It's fun to look good and dress up. I mean, conservatives always do it better when it comes to the clothing game and the style and the fashion. We always look so much better than the left.
True. And conservatives know how to shower.
Absolutely. We know what it takes to look good, and we do it.
Perfect. So, Gina, just to kind of wrap up the show, we covered a lot of content in a short amount of time. What's the biggest thing you want people to carry home, especially those college students that might be the lone conservative in their classroom or something else? Or maybe that one liberal listener, which I found out I have one. I might even have two if he comes out. But I know I've, I've got one liberal listener who's listening. What's the biggest thing you want them to know? What's the biggest thing you want them to carry home tonight?
Well, if I'm talking to the conservative student who's sitting in a classroom, just feeling like they're the only one in there that has an open mind but is a conservative at heart, just know that no matter what, you can forge forward. You have a voice, so speak up and make your voice heard, because you're able to do that in a free society where we're so blessed to be in. We have, you know, the First Amendment, freedom of speech. And anybody else who wants to try to take that away from you, let them try, because that's never going to happen.
And curb stomp them.
Exactly. If it's a reflection of your grade that you're afraid of, don't let it scare you, because that's obviously an offense. They can't do that. So don't let that scare you. You know, speak up, make your voice heard, and you never know who you're going to influence in that time. So you could be influencing a liberal student next to you who goes, I never thought of that. And that's the biggest takeaway you can bring to the table.
And what about for that one liberal listener?
Oh, for that one liberal listener.
The one guy out of many.
Try to be more open-minded. I think that's the biggest thing. As hard as that is for those liberals to do, I mean, that's the biggest thing you can do, is try to be more open-minded. You know, I guess have more hope for Donald Trump than most of your counterparts do. I don't know. I just think that the best thing you can do is try to just hope for the best. And no matter what happens with, especially Trump as president, which is what they're mostly afraid of, America will always prevail no matter what. And try to be more tolerant than what everyone says that you are.
Perfect. Gina, if people want to keep up with you, learn more about Turning Point USA, how can they do so?
Follow me on Twitter at Gina Jo Kimson. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, like Turning Point USA at Iowa, like Turning Point USA, the national organization. Follow them on Facebook, all of that social media jazz.
Perfect. Gina Jo Kimson, thank you so much for coming on the program. It's been an absolute blast having you on.
Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Folks, as we wrap up tonight, just think about this. Me coming as a libertarian, Gina being a very red-blooded conservative, we just had a really fun conversation. And yeah, liberals, we can laugh and we can make fun of things and we can talk without being dicks to each other. So right there is your big wake-up call. Democrats are probably going to take control of the government again. Everything swings. The pendulum has swung so far right. I know within my lifetime it's going to swing to the left a couple more times and back and forth and back and forth. But what we need civil conversation between each other. We need to be open-minded. We need to be tolerant. And we need to be friendly to each other. I'm so tired of seeing these educated white elitists go out and just try and racially shame each other. It's absolutely disgusting. We need to be better people. We need to be better neighbors. And what's one thing you could do? One thing you could do to be a better neighbor is to share around the show on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play. Find us on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter at Remso101, producer Ryan, for all the dank Liberty memes at Liberty Producer. And as always, tune in next week. Hey, be good, be awesome, and looking forward to talking to you then. Take care, folks.
Stay connected to Liberty's Rabble Rouser on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date with the latest episodes, blogs, and other available content. What are you waiting for?